This week, scientists have discovered the most incredible piece of evolution, which is also nature's most outstanding example of adoption, I'd like to think. This is Jeremy Thomas and his colleagues. They're at Oxford University, and they've been studying a particularly rare species of blue butterfly. It's called Maculinia rebeli. And this species of butterfly gets its caterpillars inside the nests of ants. And once they're inside the ant's nest, the ants look after the caterpillar. In fact, it does 98% of its growth inside the ant's nest. And somehow it persuades the ants to look after it, to nurture it, and when times are tough, even to feed their own brood, their own ant grubs, to that caterpillar so that it survives. And the big mystery was, well, how does it persuade ants that would normally eat caterpillars to treat it like a friend, not a foe? And initially, scientists realised that the caterpillars were beginning to smell like ants. What they do is to secrete various chemicals through the skin of the caterpillar, which mimics the smells made by ants, so ants realise that they're probably friend and not foe. But that couldn't be the whole story, because these caterpillars were being treated almost like royalty inside the ants' nests. So what the researchers did was to thread a very tiny series of microphones into real ants' nests that had these caterpillars in them, and to listen to the sounds that the ants make, and also listen to the sounds that the caterpillars make. And what they discovered is that the ants talk to each other with little clicking noises that they make by grating together two rough surfaces on their abdomens. And the sounds that the queen ants makes are slightly and subtly different than the worker ants, which is how ants tell queen from worker ant. But then they recorded from the caterpillars as well and showed that these caterpillars have evolved to make the same sounds as the ants make. And so what they're able to do is to fool the ants into thinking that they're dealing with a queen, and so they treat it like a queen. And this is an amazing example of convergent evolution, where because these ants and these butterflies live in the same sorts of areas on Earth, they've slowly evolved and adapted to utilise one another. And this particular species has gone one step further. And we're very lucky because Jeremy Thomas sent me some of the recordings of the sounds that they got during the experiment. So here is the sound of the ant queen. So that's it scraping the back end of the abdomen against itself. So that's the queen. Let me just play you the caterpillar by comparison. So what you'll notice is it does sound subtly different, but if you digitally analyse those sound traces, what you find is that they are extremely significantly similar in terms of statistics and the frequency distributions and the types of sounds and the order they're coming in. And this is enough to fool the ants into thinking that they're dealing with another ant, not a caterpillar.
Have they tried playing these sounds back? And do the ants do the same thing to a microphone that's making the same noise?
Absolutely. In fact, that's how they prove that's what's going on, because they made the recordings from microphones threaded inside the nest. And then when they played this back through a little speaker near some ants, they looked at what impact it had on the ants. And when they played sounds from the caterpillar, they behaved in an identical way as when they played sounds recorded from a queen ant, which is that they have this on-guard behaviour. They flock to the speaker, they stand up on their hind legs, they open their jaws and they put their antennae to attention. And if anything comes near, they attack it. So it's almost like the caterpillar's got even better at recruiting this kind of behaviour than the actual queen ant itself.